A federal judge will allow a challenge to Arizona's civil asset forfeiture law to go forward. The statute allows law enforcement agencies to profit from items they seize. The 2015 case stems from a woman in Pinal County whose truck was seized because of her son's actions. Attorney Jay Kabu, who represents her, says even though state lawmakers made changes earlier this year to forfeiture laws, they did not resolve all of this complaint.
The center of the lawsuit was always about the fact that police in Arizona and prosecutors in Arizona have a direct financial incentive to seize as much property as they can without regard to due process. And that's part of the lawsuit that will continue.
Kabu is working with the ACLU on this case. And for more, I'm joined by Emma Anderson, a staff attorney for the ACLU in New York. Emma, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
How significant is it that this case will move forward?
We think it's very significant. This is a really important step towards protecting our client from this perverse system. We believe that these state laws are fundamentally incompatible with the right to have due process before the government can deprive you of your property. And we have not seen a federal lawsuit make it this far before.
How similar or dissimilar is Arizona's law to similar laws in other states?
You know, the laws in other states are changing rapidly because there has been sort of broad recognition that there's a problem with these laws. So, you know, you're hearing voices like the ACLU, the Institute for Justice, the 10th Amendment Center, Justice Thomas, Senator Rand Paul. All of these are people and organizations that are coming out against these laws. And as a result, we've seen a lot of change recently. But there are still far too many laws across the country that allow the policing for profit.
As we heard, Arizona did make some changes to its laws earlier this year. Why, in your mind, were those not sufficient?
Sure. So those laws went into effect earlier this month, and a couple of those changes were very significant. Most importantly, I would say that there is no longer what we call a reverse filing fee and attorney's fees. So if you're subject to this law, you're no longer going to be punished for trying to get your items back if you lose in court, which you could be before. And you no longer have to pay to get into court just to access a neutral decision maker about whether or not your property should be kept by the government or if you should be permanently deprived of it. That being said, the heart of our case and the heart of our claims is about police and prosecutors having a financial incentive in their law enforcement decisions instead of only being motivated by public safety. And those concerns have not been changed by the recent legislation that has changed the law. So we're continuing to press those claims forward.
In your mind, is there a balance to be struck in terms of police and other law enforcement agencies being able to use the money that they seize from drug dealers, for example, on anti-drug programs or on other interdiction programs, as opposed to maybe some of the, I don't want to call them abuses, but some of the other things that they sometimes use this money for, and maybe some of the other instances in which they seize assets?
There is a balance, although I want to clarify that the people from whom property is taken under these laws have not necessarily been accused of, charged with, or convicted of a crime. So the idea that they're using money that they take from drug cartels is not a fact that's established. You're not a criminal in this country unless you've been convicted of a crime. That being said, to the extent that there is money and property taken from people engaged in illegal activity, perhaps law enforcement should be able to use some of that, but it should go through a transparent and accountable process. If law enforcement needs more money, they should lobby for more money at the state legislature in a transparent way so that the people of Arizona can participate in that decision making.
Is there a reasonable way you think that the process could work so that it sounds like one of the issues is the timeline that, you know, somebody, as you say, is presumed innocent, is innocent until proven guilty. Is there a way that assets maybe could be set aside or something so that if the person is found innocent, they get their stuff back? If they're found guilty, then the government gets it?
Yeah, so there are systems called criminal asset forfeiture. And under those systems, property is taken that may be involved with a crime. And if you are convicted, then your sentence may include the forfeiture of some of that property. Our problem here is with civil asset forfeiture, where there's not necessarily any crime that's been committed or charged. So there is a way to fix it, and we have a model for that, in fact, with some existing criminal forfeiture laws.
All right, plenty to keep our eyes on. Emma Anderson is a staff attorney for the ACLU in New York. Emma, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.